The Umatilla tribes from northeast Oregon are hunting bison in southern Montana for the first time in more than a century. It's part of an effort to revive traditions that were once the heart of the tribe's religion and economy. Reporter Amelia Templeton traveled with them on the hunt.
It's about 9 in the morning, and James Marsh is frustrated. He drove 600 miles from his home to the edge of Yellowstone National Park, and so far he's only spotted one bison. Then he gets word of a small herd nearby.
Okay, seen a few. Yeah, I guess we're heading over to the other side now.
Marsh is leading a team of 6 Umatilla hunters. They've brought some kids along and some Game Boys. Marsh hunts for food and to keep his heritage alive.
My background, we come from chiefs. Only a few people were selected to hunt buffalo, and they're usually the strong ones.
According to some oral histories, bands of Umatilla used to walk from Oregon to Montana and back, crossing the Great Divide.
It's been a long time since buffalo that's actually been harvested by a tribal member was on the table.
That's Cody Noland, one of the hunters. The practice of bison hunting was lost for several generations. Noland learned a little about the tradition from his great-grandfather.
His name was Ha'ata'on. I remember him telling some stories about it back when his grandpa would go buffalo hunting. He'd be gone for months and months at a time.
By late morning, Noland and Marsh have found their targets, but they're too far away to get a good shot. Eventually, Noland takes off on foot to see how close he can get.
They're just right on the other side of that crest of that little hill.
Another hunter, Francis Marsh, heads off with him toward the bison.
It's going to be a journey on out.
That's the sound of a bison grunting and digging in the snow. If the bison stay in Yellowstone, they're safe from hunters. But in the winter, the herd often searches for food outside the park, where they're fair game for tribes. The Umatilla tribes signed a treaty in 1855 that ceded more than 90% of their land to the U.S. government, but they reserved the right to keep hunting and fishing on it.
Oh, we're heading out.
Eventually, the bison start to walk toward Francis Marsh and the other hunters. He props his gun on a rock and shoots. Once the animal is down, Francis says a prayer of thanks to the Creator and to the bison, and Noland sings for the animal.
Yeah, it's one of our traditional songs. It's our longhouse songs. My uncles, they always taught me, if you make a kill, it doesn't matter what you sing, just as long as you let it hear your voice.
The hunt is actually easy compared to gutting and skinning the bison.
Ew.
The kids have ditched their Game Boys and are watching.
It's natural, but it's gross. Watching it. Someday we'll be doing that.
It takes the men almost 4 hours to quarter the bison. In the end, they neatly roll the hide.
One,
two,
three.
Got it.
And hang the meat on racks in the back of the truck. There's at least 600 pounds of it. Francis Marsh plans to give this bison away to family members and elders who can't make the trip to southern Montana themselves. It's a tradition, he says, to give away your first kill. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Templeton.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.